other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It was announced a week or so ago in Australia that they'll force the children to drink aspartame-laced drinks. Now I have it here today out of the San Jose Mercury News here in the United States. Schools will no longer sell non-diet sodas, so all they will have available is the aspartame. Absolutely amazing. We'll be getting into that. Gas prices have stifled April U.S. auto sales. That's some of the economic news we'll be getting into. The Zacharias Moussaoui trial closing out. He's made his final statements, and that is U.S. will never catch their CIA officer, Osama bin Laden. I mean al-Qaeda. No, the actual headline reads, Moussaoui, U.S. will never catch bin Laden. It should read, mind control tortured slave Patsy tells kangaroo court what he was told to read, U.S. will never catch bin Laden. So we'll be getting into that report. Also, there's a big national move, of course, staged by the Clintons. Draft Hillary push will launch in Nashville. Yes, draft Hillary Clinton to run for president. So it has some type of grassroots look when we already knew a year ago that she was preparing to fund this and stage this. What did Roosevelt say? If something happens in politics, it was planned that way. Nothing happens by accident. That's a paraphrase. Supreme Court justice tells legal group that plan to oversee judges like the Soviet Union. It's actually a Soviet model system. White House denies reports that U.S. employs terror groups for special ops in Iran. Iranian army retracts Israeli strike threat. That's certainly good news. Don't want to escalate things into World War III, do we? Universal admits defeat, removes Flight 93 forum completely. Crescendo of dissent on official fairy tale leads to wiping of website. A couple days after they launched the Flight 93 government propaganda film, they had to erase the entire message board because truth tellers had taken it over. They then reinstated it, and it was 90%+ truth tellers exposing the official story as a fairy tale. Now they've removed it completely. Just the forum is no longer available. Bye-bye. Because even with all their moderators trying to kick the post off of Patriots, they just couldn't do it. So that's good news there. They just can't have their propaganda forum because too much truth was being posted there. Interesting article by Kurt Nemo, and that's Dumbed Down Americans, Chattel for Global Tyranny. Yale Lilly Experiment, Adolescents RX Toxic Drug Study for Presumed Mental Illnesses They Do Not Have, and that's from AHRP and the New York Times. That first broke a few months ago in the Times of London. And we'll get into some of the news on the illegal aliens, what's happening there. There have been some developments. Also, a new development in the Homeland Security press secretary appears in Polk County on sex charges, Associated Press. It's quite a few people in Homeland Security being indicted for stealing, indicted for fraud, indicted for attempted pedophilia, things like that. I mean, they've got to have crooks to run this criminal system. And what happens is low-level police are actually doing their job and just continue to bust them. Study rethinks uranium danger. This out of Minnesota Daily, a major study on how deadly depleted uranium is. Interesting little factoid here. World's oldest person celebrates 128th birthday. If we have time, we'll get to that. It's just interesting. Navy chaplain may face court-martial for praying. That's the headline of NBC News 4 out of Los Angeles. And much, much more coming up in the next 3 hours. We got Paul Watson joining us in 25 minutes. And a few weeks ago we had him on. We promised to have him back. Walter Burian on the biggest game in town. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I have a nice little tidbit here for you. Every 2 days on average for the last week and a half, horrible regulations and laws are being passed, a whole raft of them, a flotilla. FCC, that's the Federal Communications Commission, approves net wire tapping taxes. We'll give you details on that. Before I get into Iran, the economy, and a lot of other important news, let me just get into this first. Remember, about a week and a half ago, it was in the Australian papers that they're not going to allow sugar fruit juices, they're not going to allow Coca-Colas that have normal sugar in them. They are only going to allow aspartame, which its molecule, when it hits 87 degrees, breaks down into wood alcohol and is extremely toxic, is a neurotoxin. It's also very addictive. Many poisons also have the dual effect of being addictive. What a great product idea. Who needs methamphetamine when you have aspartame? And this is out of the San Jose Mercury News. It's also in the Chicago Tribune, and it got picked up by UPI as well. But let's just go to the Chicago Tribune first. Schools will no longer sell non-diet sodas. Most sodas will be banished from almost every U.S. primary and secondary school by 2009-2010 school year under a beverage industry agreement brokered by former President Bill Clinton. So they made this deal 6 years ago, and then it goes into effect in the next 3 years. A deal that even the industry's harshest critics say is a progressive step in the battle for healthier kids. As part of the campaign to stamp out childhood obesity, and then it just goes on from there, Clinton said Wednesday that he hopes to seek similar accords with the food industry. "We're turning a huge ship around the middle of the ocean before it hits an iceberg," the 42nd president, a self-described recovered junk food addict who underwent quadruple heart bypass surgery in 2004, said in New York. I know it's confusing, but this article came out Wednesday, May 3rd, 2006. Clinton first signed these agreements his last year in office and is now part of the Bush administration's plan to implement this. So Barbara calls him the surrogate son, and he vacations with them. And, yes, he's working in the Bush administration on this with the Food and Drug Administration and the Department of Education and others. In addition, any beverages that are sold must have no more than 100 calories except for water, milk, and nutrient-containing juices. So that at least the plan is better than what they have in Australia. Soda sales will be confined to high schools and will only be diet sodas. Milk must be skim milk or contain no more than 1% fat. And it goes on. Okay, let's just stop right there. Coca-Cola is filled with, what, 12 teaspoons of sugar, an average 12-ounce Coca-Cola or Pepsi or Dr. Pepper. Yes, it's horrible. Yes, it makes our children obese. Yes, it screws up their pancreas. Yes, it causes juvenile onset of diabetes, which is epidemic, pandemic in the population, up over 2,000% in the last 20 years. I mean, it's just, you've all heard those numbers. It's public. It's not a secret. So they replace being in the frying pan with being thrown into hell itself, the ninth circle. Aspartame, in fact, they push on diabetics that they should eat aspartame-laden foods when all the major studies show it accelerates diabetes and is very destructive. And it's just outrageous. And then, of course, there's a lot of studies showing that growing children need fats, need fatty acids for brain development. That's why there's been so many cases of brain damage and even death with children that are drinking formulas that are plant-based, because it does not deliver the fatty acids that children's brain developments need. It's simple. Mammals need, especially in their first 3 years of life, heavy infusions of certain types of fats. The brain is made up almost entirely of cholesterol. It is a oil-based computer. The brain is a oily mass of gray matter. And there have been a whole bunch of international and federal and private studies showing that people that have seizures can radically reduce them by high-fat diets. What's killing us is the saturated and the polysaturated fats. There are major reports out showing that margarine and different types of artificial butters literally are just a few molecules away from plastic. Your body isn't meant to eat it. You eat these artificial chemicals. They go into your arteries. They create thick plaques that then cause infections in the arteries and in the vascular structures. And then basically they become brittle and you blow a gasket and your aorta explodes. Or you have a massive stroke. And again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I have just read literally thousands of reports over the last decade plus on this. There are reports every few days on this subject. And look, I'm one of the worst offenders. I'm not here preaching at you. I'm preaching to myself. I try to not eat the foods that are full of preservatives. I try to not eat the foods that are full of the... Basically, the chemical companies came in and lobbied the food industry 80-plus years ago to basically try to market and sell their products. And so they took many different types of natural ingredients and turned them into basically chemical construction constructions that are made in chemical plants. And then they put it in the foods and the drinks that we consume, and that's what's causing most of these incredible health problems. Then you throw all these genetically engineered organisms into the mix, in plants and animals, and that's causing all sorts of serious problems. I mean, almost every major genetically modified food, I don't mean naturally occurring mutations that are created through some of the more primitive techniques. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about splicing two different varieties of peanut. Or I'm not talking about crossing a cauliflower with some other plant creating a new creation. If you do that naturally, what I'm talking about is putting insect genes in tomatoes, goat genes in pigs, human genes in pigs, cockroach genes in salmon, corn genes in salmon. When you do that, in every case, it creates new enzymes, it creates new amino acids that have never existed in the food chain that your body cannot absorb and are treated as toxins in the body. And again, we've had Nobel Prize winners and others on covering this who worked for the big drug companies and discovered this and went public. One of them, a top British scientist, who went public in 96. So I'm done talking about that. I didn't mean to get off into that subject and spend too long on it, but it's very important. A few weeks ago, the Congress passed a law that would end net neutrality, and that's basically Internet 2, where AT&T or Southwestern Bell, they've now merged, any of the phone companies or telecommunications giants that wish that could be level 3 cogent, one of over 100 companies in this nation, if just one or two of them decide to not work with the other group and not have net neutrality and just exchange information, then the Internet comes to a screeching halt. Well, now they're saying they're going to selectively block any websites they don't like. They're going to selectively block any websites they claim they're in competition with. And this is Internet 2, where they start shutting down the old free Internet and forcing you on to the new Internet, where you sign an agreement that you have no free speech rights and that you don't even own your own website, and it can be canceled anytime they wish, or they can have programs that scan the titles of different videos or audios you're posting that actually listen to the content of it. Computers are already doing this on MySpace and Google, and then blocking you from being able to even upload it. Well, on the back of that, there have been several other big developments, the FCC approves net wiretapping taxes. This is out of CNET News, Declan McCullough. Broadband providers and internet phone companies will have to pick up the tab for the cost of building a mandatory wiretap access for police surveillance, federal regulators ruled Wednesday. The Federal Communications Commission voted unanimously to levy what likely will amount to a wiretapping taxes on companies that will be passed on to net consumers. Municipalities and universities saying it would create an incentive for them to keep costs down and that it is necessary to fight the war on terror. Universities have an estimated cost of about $7 billion to implement this. The first obligation is the safety of our people, said FCC Commissioner Michael Copps, a Democrat. This commission supports efforts to protect the public safety and homeland security of the United States and its people. No, this is Internet 2. Now, remember back in 1996, they passed a federal law but paid $9 billion, the feds did, and they're going to pay on this one, too, you watch, to put NSA control switchers in every phone company grid in the U.S., England, New Zealand, Australia, Canada. They all followed suit, what I call the echelon group of countries. And then now, just now, 10 years later, they announce, oh, yeah, we don't send your data to the NSA. The NSA has offices in every major phone company. The case of an employee blowing the whistle in San Francisco at the AT&T main office. Now, it's not a secret that everything's wired through it. Now, they're just putting in the next level of sophistication over every Internet company. Now, it already would route itself through a phone company. It was already routed. Now, this is for data storage. They are being forced to data store everything that ever is done on the Internet, everything you do. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Lenin School of Political Warfare has laid down a plan for a third world war that will destroy both Christianity and communism at the same time? From the rubbles of this war, the Illuminati will establish their world government, prophesied in Revelation chapter 13. Communism said they would pretend to collapse, and when America had begun to disarm, the combined communist world would launch a surprise attack and smash us with their clenched fists. We'd like to show you how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Woman's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to virgin coconut oil by Nourishing Planet. Made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484. 8484.
Basically, the National Security Agency and its allied private companies are taking over the entire internet, the entire telecommunications system, and they're just streamlining their surveillance. And of course, most of the surveillance is going to be used for economic espionage and any new developments or ideas or trends they see. That data will be handed off to allied crime syndicate companies that are part of the New World Order. We'll talk more about this with Paul Watson that joins us in about 8 minutes. We had Walter Burian on talking about how every local, state, and federal government, and now every Western government, has a second set of books that is publicly available, but that is never talked about in the newspaper or on television, really only on broadcasts such as this. We're going to spend more time on that in the second half of the broadcast today and, of course, take phone calls. We'll be getting into the Massawi trial when Paul Watson joins us, and we'll get into how they went ahead and just took down the Flight 93 Forum for the second time, the Universal Forum, because it had been, well, a few days ago it was running 90% of the posts that I looked at were saying it was an inside job and posting documents and links to facts, about 7,000 posts a day. And then they went ahead and just took it down completely because the last time I checked last night, I couldn't find post, or actually yesterday afternoon, I couldn't find post that were pro-government fairy tale. So we'll get into that. I'll tell you what's scary. New York papers have been reporting for about a year and a half that every single week that she's in New York and that Rupert Murdoch is in New York, they have upwards of four-hour-long dinner meetings at his $50-plus million penthouse. I know that number because a few years ago I saw when he bought it, it said the most expensive penthouse ever in New York history, highest amount paid, just a little factoid, it doesn't really matter, it was 50-something million. Just a side issue, I don't even know why I brought that up. But they have these incredible dinners, he and she, Hillary and Rupert Murdoch, and then there were photographs taken at a little party they were having with Roger Ailes, the head of Fox News, the man who brought Rush Limbaugh to the airwaves, of course, 15-plus years ago. They're having lavish meals and meetings together, and there's now been talk in the mainstream New York papers of Rupert Murdoch backing Hillary in 08, and suddenly Fox News viewers will support her. You think I'm joking? I will be called, and this isn't a joke, I'm not joking. We're going to be called liberals for being against Hillary. I remember when Clinton got in office, and then in his last year, Tony Blair was in office, in the last 2 years, and the neocons were attacking Blair. He's pro-open border, anti-gun, pro-attack Iraq, he's total globalist, 4 million-plus cameras in London he's helped put in, but they didn't like him because he was a Labor individual, and they're supposedly liberal, and then the Tories are the conservatives. But as soon as 9/11 happened and he was pro-Bush, oh, now we love Tony Blair, the admitted socialist, and now it's come out, MI6 agent. Whole thing staged. Well, Hillary has actually got a lot of conservative support now because she wants to attack Iran. She wants national ID cards. She wants the guest worker program. She likes Bush that he signed on to UNESCO. Bill Clinton vacations with the Bushes on a monthly basis. I saw George Bush in a press conference worship him for about 15 minutes down there during Katrina. They call him a member of the family. He's constantly hanging out with them. And I remember being told by CIA agents, I remember reading documents, I remember seeing little blurbs in the papers, and of course this was after I'd gotten involved politically. I was reading articles from years before, from 1991 and others, when Bill Clinton went to Bilderberg Group. Bill Clinton met, you know, in a one-year period in 1991 and in early 92, 11 times with the former CIA director, former ambassador to China, and, of course, current President George H. Walker, Herbert Walker Bush. And we knew that Bill Clinton, right out of high school, was recruited by the Central Intelligence Agency. We know he's been a deep cover asset all along, just like Blair's MI6. That's now admitted mainstream news. And I remember the last few years of Clinton's administration, I started discussing this, and people couldn't believe it. He is an asset. It is all totally staged. And now Hillary hangs out for the last year and a half every week with Murdoch, with Ailes, with all of them. It's all staged. I'm a liberal because I'm against Hillary. Fine, fine, fine. I was confronted by a conservative, so-called conservative, old friend of mine again last night at the TV station about how I'm a liberal, and I almost threw up on him. I just said, leave me alone. I haven't changed. You have. Leave me alone. I don't want to hear about how good George Bush is. Shut up. I haven't changed. I defend the Republic. I defend the Second Amendment. We defend it. You love it. They don't. They're a bunch of scum. And they're never going to wake up. They love killing America.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
I launched into a tirade about Hillary Clinton without getting into the reason I brought her up. This is out of the Tennessean. Draft Hillary push will launch in Nashville. A movement to draft Hillary Rodham Clinton to run for president aims to prove Democrats can win in southern states, and that's why they're launching their national campaign in Nashville later this month. The group called Hillary Now, thinks she can appeal to the country music and NASCAR-loving crowd associated with southern towns such as Nashville, said Bob Kunst, the Miami Beach-based organizer. Just come on. I saw in strategy papers, it was public about a year ago, that they were going to have some draft Hillary move, and this is totally staged, like everything else. Hillary Clinton. And then conservatives will say, we got to support the Republicans no matter what, or Hillary will get in. Meanwhile, Hillary's hanging out every week with Rupert Murdoch and dining with Roger Ailes, the head of Fox News. It's all staged. Before we go to Paul Watson, who's going to be joining us for this part of this hour and into next hour, he joins us biweekly every few weeks with an incredible raft of news. Before we do that, I want to remind you, the listeners, that I am a documentary filmmaker, and I think I've made some pretty good videos. A lot of other people agree. 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, The Order of Death, my newest film, and of course my newest 9/11 film, Martial Law 9-1-1, Rise of the Police State. 3 hours long, covers the latest police state developments, It covers the FEMA camps. It covers the sound weapons. It covers the police threatening to arrest us in New York for no reason, talking to anyone on the streets. We spend over an hour on 9/11, how the globalists carried it out, why they did it, how they did it, like no other film out there. And that's not hype, folks. Get it and see for yourself. And then we spend a whole hour on the elite structure, Bohemian Grove, the Nazi connection, all of it. You need to have Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State. Now, there are a bunch of different specials on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We've got deals where you get three DVDs and you save over $15. We've got deals where you get four films, you save over $25. We've got deals where you get three books and you save $15. We've got specials where you can get my films as low as $5.95 apiece. Now is the time to go to the secure online video and bookstore and get Infowars, .com recommended videos and books by other authors, other researchers that we also carry. We're expanding what we carry, but only the best stuff. From United Nations Global Straitjacket by Joan Beyond to Codex Magica by Tex Mars, you need to have them. We have another deal where you get Loose Change, second edition, and The Order of Death for, what, $34.95? That's already $10 off. Then you get a whole other film for free, the re-edited, remastered, updated Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. So three films for $34.95. There's 16 deals on the website right now. Some of them are new. You need to go check them out at Infowars.com, or you can simply call toll-free to get the videos or books, and they can answer your questions and take your order at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And then there's the best deal I've seen on the Internet, on the web, on the World Wide Web, for videos and films and books and TV reports I've done. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. You get 3 months free when you sign up for a year. But just go get a trial monthly subscription. It's the price of three cups of Starbucks coffee. Actually, three cups, yeah, it's about $5.95 is what three cups cost, average cup of coffee. So, I mean, come on, 15 cents a day, folks. You get my weekly TV reports that I do two of a week. You get weekly video interviews in the radio studio, which are excellent, which are documentaries in and of themselves. You get all the special video reports. You get all 14 of my films, dozens and dozens of other films we've been authorized to post, Loose Change 2, Ted Pike's videos. It goes on and on. The Kennedy assassination video. It's so important to become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. Then you get my book, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos. You can print copies off. It's an amazing activist tool. Having a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, you can just sit there and burn them to disk, little 50-cent disk. And we have high-bandwidth downloads and low-bandwidth, depending on your connection. We've got stuff for everybody in three different formats. Three different formats, two different download rates or streaming rates. So there's a lot of options there for you. And you can just sit there and every day burn a few copies, spend a few minutes, and give them to people. It's an amazing activist tool. And a lot of people are taking advantage of it, so be sure and use PrisonPlanet.tv. I mean, about half the population knows how to download, knows how to find the videos, knows how to, but still they're not being pointed at it. So email out some of the free videos we posted. We just posted Martial Law all 3 hours. We linked to Google. We couldn't afford to give it to everybody free. We gave sections of it for free. I gave about an hour and a half of the 3 hour film out for free. It's cost me, it's got to be tens of thousands of dollars. In bandwidth cost to give out those free clips, because millions of people, we looked at the net stats in the last year since I released this film, millions of people went and downloaded those free clips. And by clips, they were like, what, 55 minutes long on average a piece. Well, now the whole film's out for free because Google has it. So, again, I'm not in this for money. We need money to fund what we're doing, but the thrill, my passion, is knowing that you're getting the films, that others are getting it, that people are waking up. So, just please go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or our MySpace account. We have it linked right there. Find the link for the free download of Martial Law and get it and spread it to your whole email list. Get it out to everyone. And if you're impressed with that film, Instead of having just an internet copy of it, go get the high-quality DVD and make copies of that yourself and give them to people. Okay? Because watching it on the web in the Google format is a shadow of what it is at PrisonPlanet.tv in the high streaming quality or the high stream download quality, or that's a shadow of getting a high-quality DVD. So we're having an effect. They're moving to shut down the web. They're doing it right now. Serious problems are already starting to happen. So get in there while you can. Give this viral spread. Give it a good send-off. Help it get out there to people. All right, that's enough of a five-minute rant on that subject. Paul Joseph Watson, always good to have you join us from the birthplace of soccer and the birthplace of Def Leppard. That's a joke, folks. That is where they come from. Sheffield, England. Good to have you on with us.
Good to be back, Alex.
You bet. Paul, there is so much going on. I want to get into the Moussaoui stage trial, his stage statement. I want to get into a host of other issues, Flight 93 totally pulling their forum for the second time, all the things that are happening. What's most important on your mind right now?
I think the most important thing to cover, as I just wrote the article about it a few hours ago, would be the Flight 93 Universal Studios decision to pull the entire forum on that movie.
Well, get into it, Commander.
Well, we put out an article last week saying basically that it had been hijacked by truth activists who were posting information about what really happened on 9/11, as opposed to the script, which is the appropriate word, that backs up both the movie and the official version of events. Today, or last night, they entirely closed the forum. It's gone. It's been shut down. There's no threads on there. There's no postings whatsoever. Obviously, they already had to remove some trailers in some theatres about the film, but that was a separate issue. The way I see it is they're obviously concerned, if they're going to close down an entire forum, about the fact that it's going to have a negative impact on the film. We know for a fact that whether there's been pressure to bear, we don't know, but we do know that movies like this don't get made with these kind of budgets unless the government has a script advisor on set giving permission on what can and can't be written into the script, which I wrote two articles about last year, Hollywood, Iraq, and 9/11, reinforcing the party line, as well as repackaging.
Yeah, Jerry Bruckheimer admittedly has been hired by the Pentagon multiple times.
Yeah, and the very first made-for-TV movie about 9/11 was produced by Lionel Chetwynd, this big neocon, the most politically connected producer in America, who was given an audience personally with Bush and Cheney before he made the film. And then in the film,
well, it's more than that. He was the head of Bush's film commission, and he threatened me in an L.A. bathroom. That's admitted, and he admitted it to witnesses.
Yeah, and then he makes this film, DC 9/11, where Bush is portrayed as this outraged action man who, you know, wants a personal fist fight with Osama bin Laden, not the doe-eyed, indecisive puppet who sat in a school classroom reading a book about a pet goat for the next 20 minutes, which is what really happened. So all these films, from my perspective, and you can throw in the Moussaoui trial as well, it has the same effect. It's about reinforcing the official version of events, which is, if you look at psychological history, it's called operant conditioning. It's a well-known brainwashing tool called negative reinforcement, where you continually reinforce the horror of that day. They released new sets of tapes, you know, from the victims inside the towers, the flight control tapes.
Right when this film comes out, on cue, all these so-called Al-Qaeda operatives go public and start threatening us again, and then it's in mainstream news, back of the paper, that our government's actually protecting them?
Yeah, which leads us to Al Zarqawi, who's back in the news today. The Pentagon have released the DVD extras of the Al Zarqawi tape, which came out, obviously, last week. But it was preceded by the announcement by the Pentagon itself, which was leaked to the Washington Post, that the Pentagon was engaging in a propaganda campaign aimed at, quote, U.S. home audiences to artificially increase the influence of Massab al-Zarqawi in Iraq, the Pentagon admits that they're engaged in a propaganda campaign to boost his profile, and then, lo and behold, this video comes out. You know, how much more obvious does it need to get? Do we need people...
Now, by the way, it's illegal for the military to engage in domestic propaganda. They've always put it out overseas, and then it comes back into the U.S. and gets picked up by their operatives in the media. But now it's out in the open. Hey, we're going to stage... stuff, they list the exact names, and then it gets staged. We have the old Fat Bin Laden tape admitted to be fake. We have all these, every few months they release new tapes, and they admit they're just re-edited old videotapes that are 5 to 4 years old. I mean, it never ends, Paul.
Well, no, and the Fatty Bin Laden tape was mysteriously discovered in a house raid in Jalalabad, which is a city of, like, 150,000 people. Again, this al-Zarqawi tape is discovered. Al-Zarqawi didn't forward it to anyone. He didn't send it to Al Jazeera. It was discovered in some random raid. And then the Pentagon, and this was in the Washington Post, faked al-Zarqawi letters, which he'd supposedly written, boasting about suicide bombings, gave them to the New York Times, and the New York Times, knowing they were fake, put them on the front page anyway. So, again, an admitted leak that they put out fake propaganda, associated it with al-Zarqawi, and the media printed it.
And these are the boogeymen who are brought out of the closet or brought out of the basement to menace us on a routine basis.
Yes, the power of nightmares. And then Donald Rumsfeld had the temerity to say that Bin Laden and al-Zarqawi were using the U.S. media for propaganda. But he's right, in a way, because the Pentagon were creating the myth, handing out, you know, the script to the papers. And
well, that's what makes it believable, is they then even attack their own propagandists back and criticize the media for airing the tapes and creating fear on top of it.
Yeah.
And for those that don't know, the Pentagon admits they staged all this, okay? Letters, videos, all of it. It's all completely staged. Okay, this is admittedly staged, just like they can show you Forrest Gump shaking hands with JFK. It's all staged. They admit it's staged. And so, you know, these Flight 93 tapes, all these tapes, they're totally staged.
Yeah, I mean, Forrest Gump came out in 94. Just imagine what today's computers can do compared to that, and that looked real.
They're admittedly staging it. They've been caught. They admit it.
They admit it to believe that it's a coincidence that the Pentagon says, we're going to make al-Zarqawi into this big ringleader in Iraq to link Iraq to 9/11, and then 2 weeks later he's out on a videotape. To believe that's a coincidence, you must be living in la-la land.
Well, then we have the letters they admitted they faked. I mean, we've got them red-handed.
Yeah. It was preceded 3 days before by this new Bin Laden audio tape. And you can go down a list of the points he made in it and compare them to Bush's speeches before and after the tape got released. And basically, it's tantamount to a, you know, GOP talking points list. Bush wants NATO peacekeepers in Sudan. Bin Laden criticizes it. You know, Bush tying al-Qaeda to Hamas to try and create the myth that al-Qaeda actually exists by tying it to a real organization. And on every GOP talking point, Bin Laden provides the fake bad guy opposition rhetoric to give them the justification they need to enact the policies they've already decided on.
We ought to do an article where we take each Bush quote from the speech and then show how it merges with what Bin Laden says. Now, remember how just on the eve of the Iraq war, Saddam's saying, I hate al-Qaeda, al-Qaeda's U.S., I'm not with them. And, of course, all the real CIA analysts were agreeing with that. And then suddenly... Powell goes up before the Congress, the Senate, and says, there's that new Bin Laden tape where he says he's with Saddam. The reporters all run out, run back in an hour later and go, there's no such tape. He says, oh, it'll be out in the next few hours. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And it's interesting that the only tapes or personal accounts that are associated with Osama bin Laden that are verified by the CIA literally like an hour after it hits the media, CIA says it's genuine, well then you know it's not immediately, are the ones in which bin Laden is right on line with the party script. When he gave an interview to Umat newspaper in late September 2001, and said that I have nothing to do with 9/11. The Americans themselves are behind it. That got no attention whatsoever in official circles, and so it was deemed to be not of importance because he wasn't towing the party line when he said he wasn't involved in 9/11. But then the October surprise Bin Laden tape that Kerry, who obviously took a fall anyway, but Kerry blamed the tape for his defeat in the election.
Well, then, remember in late 2000, it was in the Times of London and several others, that in Pakistan on the border, British troops were guarding Bin Laden in a compound? I mean, we forget about all this. That's before 9/11.
Yeah, and it's just come out again that they let al-Zarqawi go another time.
And I forget, what publication was that in?
It was in the London Telegraph.
London Telegraph. Confirmed! Confirmed! And then now it's in the news today that the U.S. is carrying out terror attacks in Iran. This is in Western news. And of course, the Pentagon denies it. We don't have special forces there. We're not. We're good.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Continuing with our discussion with Paul Joseph Watson from England, a great political mind. Paul, I want to get into the Internet. We warn people because of federal documents and Internet 2 meetings and headlines in British and U.S. papers where they said that they're going to shut down the old web and put us on a new web where we sign agreements where we have no freedom of speech. That's how they're going to do it. And now they are signing the regulations, they're passing the legislation. It's all happening right now. Give us your view on that.
Well, yeah, they're going to do it, I guess, via two ways. One is to try and price people out of it, and the other is to force people to bypass security checks to be even able to use the internet. You've got these keyboards and mouses coming out which require fingerprint scanning to access them to make them work. You've got Microsoft in negotiations with Google and others to put a tax on sending an email. So you can imagine the amount of emails that get sent out when people do mass emailings for political organizations.
And by the way, you know, the headline in an article should be corporate and government interest hijack internet or attempt to hijack internet. They're coming into the internet that's organic, that's interconnected, that we pay for, that is very profitable for these companies, and they're literally hijacking it just like they did the AM and FM dial 80-something years ago, and they're getting ready to carve it up, and they're bragging and saying they're going to do that.
Exactly, and it's because when it's like people researching 9/11 who don't know anything about it, you know, they type into Google and the 10 of the first 15 links are about how it was an inside job. We've totally taken it over because the newspaper format is old and archaic. You have these writers releasing hit pieces who write one column a week. We respond to it with multiple articles after them. They can't even respond because they're still stuck to the old format of writing one article a week, and then they get...
Well, internet readership is exploding, doubling every couple of years. The newspaper readership, even online, is imploding at around 10% a year. TV viewership is way down. The old guard is losing control. They have to shut down the web.
Yeah, which, I mean, they're already doing to some extent with registration-restricted articles, so they're lessening their own impact. So, I mean, they're doing it to themselves. And they're getting caught over and over again. I mean, the impact that the alternative truth community is having can be measured on the benchmark of Universal Studios having to close entire forums. Cinnamon Stillwell, this San Francisco Chronicle writer, starts writing a hit piece on 9/11. Now, whatever you think happened at the Pentagon, to defend the official version by saying, quote, the entire country saw a plane hit the Pentagon, and you can expect that to be printed in a major newspaper and nobody to bat an eyelid. Those days are gone because the very day after we countered that, the San Francisco Chronicle were forced to issue a retraction, and the writer of the article has completely backed away from it since that time. So they're making bigger and bigger mistakes.
Well, when Scripps Howard News Service attacked us with one of their writers, a former Bushy. There were over, by the end of it, 1,000 posts on her blog. Only a few dozen were for her, and they were forced to print a retraction. She lied about myself.
Yeah, she ascribed quotes to you, which were nothing to do with you, totally unrelated. So.
Yeah, I mean, they're not getting away with their straw man anymore because we're here to expose them, and we've got bigger readerships than they do.
Yeah, that one was... Scripps Howard was Betsy Hart, who tried to explain away, for example, why a building that wasn't hit by a plane, why it collapsed.
We got a break. We'll be right back and start the second hour.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.